Mark chapter 2, healing a paralyzed man. And after some days, when Jesus entered again into Capernaum, it became known that he was in the house. Many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room, not even about the door. And Jesus spoke the word to them. So wherever he went in those early days, Jesus was surrounded by the crowds, and he's trying to get away from them. But when they find him, he talks to them. He never turns anybody away. And that's the same Jesus that we deal with. And it will be the same Jesus who comes back, who also really wants to accept us at the day of judgment. And they came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, that means he couldn't walk, carried by four of them. And when they couldn't come near to him for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they'd broken it up, they let down the bed whereon the paralyzed man lay. So they had flat roofs there in Palestine, and you could break them up, and that's what they did. And they let this man down. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." So then, in this case, this man's sins were forgiven because of the faith of his friends. So you need to have some good friends, and that's why our friends should always be those who also believe and who are going to pray for us and do what they can to help us to Jesus. Now, of course, you can't just pick on some random person and say, "Oh, Jesus, forgive that man their sins, help that person, give that person eternal life." The person's got to want it, I suppose, but it also shows that maybe there's people who want it, but they're rather weak. But that if we pray for such people, then God will make the difference, as it were, because of our prayer. Some of the scribes sitting there questioned in their hearts, "Why does this man say this? He blasphemes. Who can forgive sins but one? That's God." And Jesus, immediately realizing in his spirit what they were questioning inside themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts?" You see there that Jesus, even when he was on earth, could read human minds. He was very sensitive. He knew what people were thinking. And that's even more so now that he's in heaven. So he goes on, "But which one is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, pick up your bed and walk'? Because if your sins are forgiven you, then you won't have any sickness at all. But so that you may know that the Son of Man does have authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, 'I say to you, arise, pick up your bed and go to your house.' And he arose and immediately picked up his bed and went out in full view of them all." Now he was very obedient. Most people who Jesus healed wanted to be with him, but this man was very obedient. And they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this before." Jesus went out again by the seaside, and all the crowd went to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi. Now that is another name for Matthew. He saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. Just like the fishermen were just casting their nets into the sea, and Jesus said, "Follow me," they dropped their nets, and other fishermen left their nets in the boat and went and followed him. Just like we should say yes to Jesus straight away. And it came to pass that as he was eating at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners sat down with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many and they followed him. And in those days, to eat together with somebody meant that you had religious fellowship with them. And the scribes and the Pharisees, when they saw that Jesus was eating with the sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "They that are whole have no need of a doctor, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So by sitting there and eating with these sinful people, Jesus was calling them to repentance. So he doesn't say, "Well, look, if you can jump over a certain bar, then I'll talk to you, then I'm ready to fellowship with you." He fellowshiped with them while they were yet sinners. so that they might be called to repentance by such grace. And John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came and said to Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can the sons of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom," that's the man getting married, "is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and in that day they will fast. Nobody sews a piece of new cloth onto an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the new wine bursts the wineskins, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. New wine must be put into new wineskins. So then the new wine is the gospel, and we have got to change. If we remain in our old way of life, old wineskins will be burst and destroyed. So we've really got to change. Otherwise the new wine, that's like the blood of Jesus, will just be wasted. It will split us and just run out on the ground. And it happened that he was going on the Sabbath day through the grain fields, and his disciples began as they went to pull the ears of grain. Now that's what the very poor people could do. The law of Moses said they could do that. And if you're walking through a grain field, you could pull the pieces of grain and rub them in your hands to make a little bit of flour so that you could eat it. So they were poor. The followers of Jesus were poor. And the fact that many of his followers today are not poor makes us, or should make us, stop and think. Because Jesus said it's very difficult for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God. And the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, why do your disciples do on the Sabbath day what is not lawful?" That is, they were, in their judgment, doing work by rubbing these ears of grain and making flour. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was needy and hungry, he and the men that were with him, how he entered into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the showbread, the holy bread, which is not lawful to eat, only for the priests, and gave also to those that were with him? And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.'"